This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Home stretch here on the Sports Bosses. You can follow us Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at the Sports Bosses. Welcoming in a new affiliate in Knoxville, Rocky Top Sports, AM 850 and 100.9 FM. Happy that they're part of the SB Nation family. And big shout out to us here from the Sports Bosses. So now let's go to our Quicken Loans by Quicken Loans guest line and talk to Terry Lambert. He is the site manager and lead writer for Rocky Top Talk. Rocky Top Talk is the SB Nation University of Tennessee Volunteers blog. Terry, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Excellent, man. So we're happy to be in Knoxville as we're polluting the airways there. Future home of Kane, of the mayor of Knox County, the ex-professional wrestler. So when you look at your area, Knoxville, University of Tennessee, it's been a long time since Phil Fulmer has left. He's the AD now, and the school has struggled a little bit, from Lane Kiffin to disastrous. Tell us about the Jeremy Pruitt era and what's that holding for everyone.
Well, it's been just a dreadful decade. You know, Tennessee going from one of the top programs in the country to a national punchline. So from Lane Kiffin to Derek Dooley to Butch Jones, they went completely different with this hire. And I think the fan base loves it. You go from Butch Jones, a guy with all his catchphrases, a guy from up north, and then you go hire Jeremy Pruitt, a Southerner through and through. So no-nonsense approach, a guy that's billed as a big-time recruiter. We're already seeing that pay dividends. So the fan base has really, really embraced Jeremy Pruitt. I think it's a great fit.
Now, Terry, you were talking about the recruiting. I'm looking at some of the thing, and this is just through with the SEC teams right now. They're sitting with commitments from 4- and 5-star recruits just behind Alabama, Texas A&M, and Georgia. That's got to be pretty good for the Tennessee fans, right?
That's right. You know, the past month, May was huge. You had 3 recruiting wins over Auburn. You had 1 over Alabama, getting Lakia Hendry, the 4-star linebacker, number 1 JUCO player in the country. And then Wanya Morris, you know, the top 20 player overall in the class, 5-star tackle. Pruitt's really asserting himself. And you know, last season's recruiting class, he got a late start on. Didn't arrive in Knoxville. I think it was December 7th. And then he had to put out the fire that was the Tennessee coaching search. You know, he had to go out on the trail directly after that and deal with this new early signing period. So he only had about 13 days to really get a class together before all of those names came off the board. So respectable. He ended up in the top 20. I think he ended up 19th with his first class. So really excited to see what he can do with a full year to kind of get his ducks in a row. And then, you know, looking forward at 2020, I think that's when the recruiting stuff is really going to take off for Pruitt.
You know, the SEC has been an interesting conference. It's almost been sort of all the success that Nick Saban and Alabama has had, sorry to mention it, has sort of been great for them but bad for everyone else because everyone else sort of is now in that shadow. Has it been a double-edged sword playing in a conference with the wildly successful Crimson Tide?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say Nick Saban has destroyed the conference. I mean, he's driven everybody nuts. You look at Les Miles, for example, gets run out of town. Everybody's firing their coaches and trying to find the next guy that can topple Nick Saban. And unfortunately, there's just not one out there. So I think Kirby Smart is doing a lot at Georgia. He's probably going to be his stiffest competition. You know, we in Tennessee hope that Jeremy Pruitt follows in his same path, you know, Saban assistant. Rockstar recruiter. Hopefully that will pay dividends down the line, but I don't see Saban slowing down. It really doesn't matter who he has on his staff. He just needs to reload, you know, even hiring Butch Jones. So we'll see what he can do with Butch Jones on staff. So it really doesn't matter who Nick Saban hires. He just keeps on winning.
Now, Terry, with Phil Fulmer now in AD. You get Jeremy Pruitt in. What are the expectations in Tennessee? Because expectations are usually very high for the Tennessee Volunteers. What are the expectations going into this season?
This season, I think the informed fan is just hoping for a bowl win. That might not apply to everyone. But I think people know the state of this roster. Worst season in Tennessee football last year, in Tennessee football history. Never had won less than five games. They did it for the first time ever last year. So that tells you the state of this roster. So many holes, you know, cornerback. They don't know what they've got on the offensive line. They don't know who's going to be under center for them. So a ton of holes. I think a bowl appearance would be big for Jeremy Pruitt, but that's not a guarantee playing in the SEC. It's just a rough schedule. So I think people's expectations are in check, but that's going to change, obviously, heading into next year.
You know, I've always thought, Terry, that the job of a good college coach, when you're sitting in that kid's living room and you're trying to sell him and his parents, is obviously, you know, education, but there's also a reality, and I'm not taking a shot at any school. I mean, I'm thinking, to me, as a coach or as a parent and as a player, I want to hear that I'm going to play, I'm going to be on national TV every week, and I'm going to have a chance to play in big bowl games. Does Tennessee have that?
Tennessee has all of that, and especially the playing time. Yeah, that's one spot where Tennessee can hang their hat over Alabama, Clemson, and Florida State, programs like that. They've got openings. You know, you've got five-star kids that can come in and play immediately, whereas if they go to Alabama, they might be sitting for a year, maybe two, maybe three. So they certainly have that. I don't know about the big-time bowls yet. You certainly hope that that's coming down the road, but it's certainly a part of the process. And I think people believe in Jeremy Pruitt. You know, you see these recruits. Why did you commit to Tennessee? They say because Coach Pruitt is real. And that comes across. You know, there's no catchphrases. There's nothing coming out in the media. He almost seems annoyed with doing media appearances. So he just wants to go make his football team better. I think that comes across to recruits, and I think that means something.
When you look back at with the coaching search once everything happened and you looked at, you know, because I think at one point Dan Mullen was looked at possibly getting that position, then he went to Florida. Do you think that with everything that happened, Tennessee might have, I don't want to use the word lucked into getting the perfect person that they needed for that job?
I think Mullen was at the top of the list. And then, you know, the Chip Kelly thing came along. Chip Kelly was supposedly going to Florida. And then he didn't go to Florida and went to UCLA, but Florida pivoted to Dan Mullen. And, of course, Tennessee pivoted to Greg Schiano, which did not end well. It's a different story. But, yeah, I think it all – the dominoes fell with Chip Kelly. If he ends up at Florida, I think there's a good shot that Tennessee ends up with Dan Mullen. You know, we saw the text come out from former AD John Curry, and he was in contact with Mullen. And they were supposed to meet, and then Mullen ended up at Florida and no longer responded to Curry. So, yeah, it's all fascinating. That coaching search was just bananas. It was my first year running the site, and man, we toppled traffic records daily.
We're talking to Terry Lambert. You can follow him on Twitter at TLambertFB. He manages and is the lead writer for Rocky Top Talk. You can follow that at Rocky Top Talk. It's the SB Nation University of Tennessee volunteer blog. Speaking of Schiano, did he get a raw deal?
Probably. But then again, I don't know how you sell that to this fan base after Butch Jones, after Derek Dooley. You know, like I said, this is a top-tier program. And a lot of people seem to forget that, but this was a top five or six program in the early 2000s. And now you're going to try and just sell Greg Schiano, who did great things at Rutgers, but he's never coached in the South. He doesn't have SEC ties. The decision to hire him was bizarre. So he got a raw deal, of course, with the Penn State allegations coming up again. But still, Tennessee fans had every right to be upset. maybe they went about it the wrong way, but I certainly don't blame them for being upset at the hire.
Terry, when you look at the coaches you had, again, Pruitt hired at Tennessee, Mullen at Florida right now, Pruitt out recruiting Mullen there. Do you think these two are going to be kind of the coaches that have ties to each other as far as Tennessee looking at the hire and with what Florida does? Do you think those two are going to be linked together?
Absolutely. Anyone that's hired in the same cycle is always linked together, and especially Tennessee and Florida. Being that the rivalry that it is. So it's really interesting because the Tennessee fan base was pretty split on Dan Mullen. Looking back, of course, we would have taken Dan Mullen with how everything played out. But a guy that overachieved at Mississippi State and then underachieved in 7 years. So it wasn't really that rock star recruiter that Jeremy Pruitt is. And you're already seeing Florida kind of underperform, honestly, on the trail right now. So. It's kind of strange that Tennessee fell into a really, really good fit in Jeremy Pruitt, but hats off to Philip Fulmer for kind of riding the ship. He took a couple of days off when he got hired and reset his board, identified three names that was heavy, heavy SEC ties, and ended up hiring Pruitt.
Hey, before we let you go, Knoxville, Nashville, it's about 2 hours away. The Nashville sports scene. I mean, between the Stanley Cup run last year, the Titans are starting to turn the corner a little bit with Marriott and company, obviously the University of Tennessee. It's really become a big-time sports town, right?
That's right. I live in Nashville, and the Predators thing, it's just crazy. You know, their playoff run, you know, people filling up Broadway, just seeing those crowds, even for the Titans uniform failing. So it's kind of funny because people were not really embracing the Titans because of Mike Mularkey, but now you've got Mike Vrabel in town. The excitement there is at an all-time high. You've got the Predators, who are one of the best teams in the NHL, not going away anytime soon. They were just awarded the draft. So Nashville's kind of the it city. And honestly, it's a big recruiting city. You know, you're hearing rumblings of potentially getting some recruiting events down here, some conventions, the opening, stuff like that. It's become the it sports city, and it's really cool to see.
That's pretty amazing. It's Terry Lambert. You can follow him on Twitter at TLambertFB, and, of course, the site. And he's the lead writer for Rocky Top Talk, which is the SB Nation Tennessee Volunteers blog. You can follow that at Rocky Top Talk. Always good talking to you, my friend. We have to do it again.
All right. Sounds good.